In today's gospel, Christ prays for our unity with God and with each other. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory you gave me, so that they may be one as we are one, I in them, and you in me, that they may be brought to perfection as one, that the world may know that you sent me, and that you love them even as you loved me. Father, they are your gift to me. I wish that where I am, they also may be with me, that they may see my glory that you gave me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. Righteous Father, the world also does not know you, but I know you, and they know that you sent me. I made known to them your name, and I will make it known that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, good morning, everyone. So, this story came across one of my internet feeds, and I thought it was very appropriate for today's gospel reading. Now, I don't know if this story is true or not, but it kind of hits home, so I'd like to share the story right now. And the story goes, there was a young man who had been away from the Catholic Church and practicing as a Catholic for many, many years. And one day he decided, I'm going to go back to church. So he went to a local church, and he was sitting there at Mass, and Mass was going on, everything was okay. But right about the time of the gospel and the homily, his cell phone went off. Yep, despite, you know, everybody telling him, shut off your cell phones. But his cell phone went off, and it was very loud, and it was very disruptive. And many people turned and looked at him because they could tell the direction it was coming from. Mass went on, but after Mass, people went up to him and said, that was very disruptive. That was very rude. Didn't you hear what they said to shut off your cell phone? A few people were ridiculing him and giving him a hard time about making a simple mistake of not shutting off his cell phone and blaming him for the disruption of Mass. Well, this young gentleman, his first time back in many, many years, was so upset by this that he left and he decided to go to a bar. He just wanted to have a drink and settle himself down. So he's sitting at the bar and he orders a beer from the bartender. In his excitement over something, his arms were flailing, and he knocked over the beer. The beer went flying all over the floor, all over the counter, and immediately a waitress came up with a towel and started wiping him and wiping the floor and wiping the bar. The bartender brought him another beer. He said, don't worry about it. It's okay. Things happen. Accidents happen. And everybody was just so good to him at that moment. Well, do you know that man never went back to church again, but he went to that bar every single day. He went to that bar every single day. Why? Because he was accepted there. And he wasn't accepted at a church for making a simple mistake. We hear in today's gospel, Christ raising his eyes to heaven and asking the Father that we all be one with him and one with each other. Was that parish accepting that young man as being one with them? Would it have been better to say to him, it's okay, mistakes happen, thank you for being here. That's all that matters. You are now one with us. No, they chose the opposite and pushed him away. They were not being one with him as Christ has asked us to be in the gospel today. He prayed for us. It says, I pray for all those who listen to their word and come to believe in me. You know who he's talking about? Us. He was praying for us that we would come together and be united as one. Just as he is one with the Father and we are one with him, meaning Jesus, we are to be one with each other. And that means acceptance. That means mercy, understanding, and forgiveness. That's how we are one with Christ. We ask for his forgiveness each and every day. We are all sinners, correct? I am. And we ask for his forgiveness every day so we can be one with him. Don't laugh. It's all happened. It's even happened to me, right? You come into Mass, somebody's sitting in your seat. When I've traveled to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or Ohio, I go to different parishes in that area. And I sit in a seat, and I get it. Nobody says anything to me, but they walk by and go, and you know. You know, right, what that means. Is that being one in acceptance? Rather than saying to somebody, welcome. Welcome. So how do we get to that unity? How do we get to that unity? Well, first, as I mentioned, forgiveness. Mercy. The same mercy that Jesus himself shows us each and every day. We're to show to each other. And through mercy we show love and acceptance. That is the first way. Forgiveness and mercy. Yeah, not everybody who comes here maybe for the first time, not here, but, you know, Mass in general. Maybe they don't know all the prayers. Maybe they are sitting in your spot. Maybe they don't know all the postures. But it's not up to us to ridicule them for that, because that's denying them and rejecting them. But to be acceptance, accepting, and welcome them into the one that Christ wants us to be. True acceptance through forgiveness and mercy. The second way, the Eucharist itself. The Eucharist. That is what unites us as Catholics, as Christians, is the Eucharist. Jesus himself invites us each and every Saturday and Sunday at Mass to receive him at the altar of sacrifice, the Eucharist, the true presence of Christ himself, the body and blood. Each day he invites us to the altar to receive him, to receive his love, to receive his mercy, to receive his forgiveness. And it is up to us as one to invite others to that same altar, to introduce another to Christ so that they can receive the Eucharist and hold him and receive him and receive his mercy in his love and his forgiveness. Some people may not have received the Eucharist in many, many years. And to invite somebody back to receive Christ and make them anew is wonderful. We're answering the prayer of Jesus when we do that. How many of us have asked Jesus for something and prayed to Jesus, right? He is now praying to the Father that we all come together as one, and we're acceptant of each other. We forgive each other. We're merciful to each other. Who are we to deny the prayer of Jesus himself? Who are we to do that? That is his prayer for us today, right in the gospel, to become one and to be accepting of all. So to become one, mercy of each other, forgiveness of each other, in an invitation to the Eucharist, to each and every one of us and those that we love. God bless.